With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. In a wild and woolly day at the ballpark yesterday, the Cardinals snapped a three-game losing streak with a 10-5 win. But with more hit batters in the game, both benches emptied in the bottom of the eighth.
Nolan Arenado was at the plate. The ball was up and in on him. He took exception, and he threw Tomas Nito out of the way, and both benches emptied. Not a lot of craziness going on the field, just a lot of scrum going on at home plate. But Stubby Clapp ejected, Nolan Arenado ejected, and the Cardinals just maintained their cool after that and finished off the game. The winner, Jake Woodford, in relief of Steven Matz, who had a tough inning early but bounced back with two important zeros.
Matz gave the Cardinals those two zeros, and then the bullpen did its job. And now the Cardinals are getting ready for the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are not off to a good start.
They are not. They haven't been hitting well. The Cardinals hadn't been hitting well, but 15 hits yesterday.
Well, the Cardinals beat the Mets 10-5. On the mound tonight, Dakota Hudson. Game time is 6:45. We're on the air at 5:50.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.